Hello and welcome to the 11th episode of Seek a Critique's Rapid Fire Reviews, the podcast in which I give you the lowdown on the latest and greatest releases in the worlds of film, music and television. On today's podcast, I'm going to be taking you through three records from early 2020, including music by Halsey, Blossoms and Oh Wonder. So without further ado, let's get into the album reviews. So first up is Halsey's third record, Manic, released on January the 17th. Now, in the vein of this record, I should be confessional and say that this is the first album of Halsey's I've actually heard. Well, properly, that is. Unless you've been under a rock, it's unlikely you've avoided the torrent of her singles gracing the charts, but nonetheless, it's the first of hers that I've actively kind of sought out, and it won't be the last. Now, it starts strong from the outset. Opener Ashley, which refers to the singer's real name, is an unrelenting, implosive character exposition on Halsey's almost contrary states, one as this woman who's longing normality, and simultaneously a pop megastar, a status that seems to really cripple her self-esteem across the record. Now, this opener is mirrored by the reflective, equally unremitting 929, which is sequenced on the latter half of the album. On both, she is brutally honest on celebrity culture and the corrosive industry that she's a part of, you know, always being in the public eye. And it's compelling. In fact, the whole record is unflinching, and often tragically at times. On Still Learning, she laments, "Should be living the dream, but I'm living with a security team," beside the anxieties of Forever is a Long Time, where she croons, "How could anyone love me," while laying truly bare on the heart-wrenching spectacle Without Me, a sombre, vengeful reflection on an abusive relationship she escaped. Now, it's only on the brilliant acoustic ballad Finally Beautiful Stranger that Halsey slips character, seemingly enjoying herself briefly in a mesmeric tale of love at first sight. Sure, her insecurities we've spent the best part of the album with are present, but they're muted for a brief moment of bliss as she concludes, "It's finally safe for me to fall." Pervaded by three interludes, the album's one of those captivating listens from start to finish. Albeit all albums should be, but increasingly they are less so in this streaming age that we're in. Clearly, care and attention in the mixing stage has seamlessly blended the tracks on Manic together. And it's also staggeringly manic in nature. It slips genres and tempos track by track. One moment you're taking stock as the twinkly saga of I Hate Everybody washes over, and then before you know it, you're hurled into the full-blown guitar-ridden 3AM, which is easily the heaviest track on the record. And it's only here that the more bland kind of textbook pop chorus seeps in ever so slightly, marring the track with the drone that radio DJs salivate over. Look, in most kind of records, this mismatching is disjointing, but it's not here. The record's called Manic, so this is hardly a critique. While frenetic, this unpredictability, diverse soundscape and fluctuating energy all actually contribute to the overall themes of personal struggle, honesty and anxiety. Parts of life that are never dealt in categoricals, never dealt in blacks and whites. It's realist, confessional and an utterly enticing record. I've given 4 out of 5 stars. I know it's complicated because everyone that I've dated says they hate it because they don't know what to do with me. Second up then is Blossom's Foolish Loving Spaces, released on Jan the 31st. If such a commodity came from Stockport, Blossoms are like a fine wine. Whilst the five-piece named after a pub don't immeasurably alter their sound on this third outing, they somehow keep progressing. In the same way I praised the Kaiser Chiefs' last record, Duck, last summer, Foolish Loving Spaces is chock-full of solid indie guitar tracks, all blissfully light-hearted, packed with levity and brimming with head-tilting, foot-tapping choruses. Although their subject matter is firmly soppy boyhood love affairs, lacking, say, the wit and wisdom of the Kaiser frontman Ricky Wilson, it's difficult not to sway along to charmingly catchy tunes like Sunday's a Friend of Mine, My Swimming Brain, and If You Think This Is Real Life, three standout tracks among a cohort of equally enticing indie rock numbers. Sticking with Hypothetical Wines then, their lyrics do need some maturation, but for a band in infancy, they continue to show incredible form and overwhelming promise, should they steer clear of cliche heartbreaks. I've given Blossoms 3 out of 5 stars. I still feel that way. Third up then is Oh Wonders No One Else Can Wear Your Crown, released February the 14th. Cool. After Foal's Everything Not Saved Will Be Lost escapade last year, I thought I was done with convoluted album titles. Seems Oh Wonder beg to differ. Anyway, the review. So, if you'll excuse the pun, Oh Wonder's debut album was their crowning achievement. Although not for lack of trying, this third album is unlikely to usurp the throne. While it shares Josephine's tender, almost whispered vocals characteristic of Oh Wonder's sound, as well as some powerful lyricism at times, this record feels hollow. How It Goes, albeit with a nice piano refrain, is a muted ballad. Nothing But You is a similar story, a somewhat enticing pre-chorus is far from a saving grace into another rolling chorus of cliches droning, I've got nothing on my mind but you. Drunk on You, although still tedious, is a better effort with layered vocals and an intriguing concept of this relationship that almost hangs over into the following morning. I like Nebraska though, the album closer. It's a subtle, reflective track that handles displacement, homesickness and change. It's effective. Dust is pretty good too, a catchy rhythmic take that explores the album's title in more depth, but my favourite is Better Now. It's only here and arguably In and Out of Love, another track, that the indie duo really make you feel something. The former charts powerlessness so well, that disparaging sense of longing to help someone when you're unable. Now, I doubt anyone will do it better than James Blunt's Stop the Clock, a track, well, if you haven't heard it, go now. But Oh Wonder make a strong effort. The coffee reference in particular is a relatable lyric, and this track soars particularly as it's informed by real everyday life. But on the whole, this record is disappointing. The quirks, the rough around the edges, inherently indie vibe of the band that made their first record, made on a laptop in a bedroom in South London, so successful, aren't present. And despite a few characterful numbers, it's a shame. I've given No One Else Can Wear Your Crown 2 out of 5 stars, and certainly haven't saved the best for last. And that's it for this episode of Rapid Fire Reviews. If you enjoyed today's podcast, don't forget to subscribe on your podcast service of choice so you can always be up to date on the latest episode. And let me know what you thought on Oh Wonder, Halsey and Blossom's latest records by following me over on Twitter at SeekerCritique. Don't forget to head to my blog, seekercritique.co.uk, to stay up to date with all my content, including news, reviews, and my podcasts when they go live. Thanks ever so much for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode. Cheers.